for instance, the repeated references to Numenor. Now, what was Numenor, and where was it, and how does it fit into this larger history of Middle-earth? You kind of have to get that by implication over a lot of reading, as long as you're just sticking with the text of The Lord of the Rings, and it may help to have somebody explain in 2 minutes what Numenor was and why it's so important in that history.
Explain, please.
Explain Numenor?
Numenor.
Okay. Many ages of the world before Lord of the Rings came to be, or that the time came for Lord of the Rings, elves and men, good men, united to fight the forces of evil, the forces of evil which were led and organized by what we might call a fallen archangel, a spiritual being of great power who rebelled against the one, the Creator, very early on in the beginning and sought to take Middle-earth for his own fiefdom. The good elves and good men fought against this evil one, and with the help of other angelic, we would say, powers, he was defeated. In return for their suffering and great fortitude in opposing the forces of evil, the men, using the word in its broad sense, the human beings, were given a land called Numenor, which was an island in the sea that separated Middle-earth from the Undying Lands, the homes of the Holy Ones. The humans living on Numenor had very long span of life, but they were mortal. And even the angelic powers who aided them in their war were not permitted to make them immortal. So the mortal humans eventually began, under the encouragement of the forces of evil, which had not been completely destroyed, began to envy the undying life of the Undying Lands, the elven, the place where the elves could go, in other words. And eventually the humans were led to rebel. The humans on Numenor, that is, were led to rebel against the Holy Ones and the conditions of their life, and they attempted in their folly to actually launch a military attack against the Undying Lands. At that time, as a result, the world was changed. The island of Numenor sank beneath the sea. Only a few of the faithful Numenoreans were saved and came back and were saved in their ships, and they went to the shores of Middle-earth and established the kingdoms of in Middle-earth, which were Gondor and Anor at the time of the Lord of the Rings. And also the Undying Lands were removed from the circles of Middle-earth, from the globe of Middle-earth, and so you can no longer travel from Middle-earth to the Undying Lands. All you get is more Middle-earth however far you go. The Undying Lands on a different plane of existence, we would say. But anyhow, Numenor was the land that the faithful human beings had until too many of them rebelled, and so it's lost forever, but it lives on in the memory of human beings, and it is descent from the faithful remnant of the Numenoreans that makes the rightful king the rightful king.